Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Curiosity, spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation, leave you wanting more. All my fightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mouse hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies are all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Well, come back to the shack. Oh, there's the music. We both got scared. We both got a little scared.
Because I thought it was you playing something on your phone.
I thought it was you. We both looked at each other. What's that weird noises? Ooh.
Yeah, I forgot it has this little tail bit.
I'm Wilbur.
I'm Daniel.
And welcome back to the shack. We got some cool little...
dumbest place on the planet. Hey, did you see those kids that snuck in here?
What do you mean?
I was standing out in the field today in front of the shack, and these three kids came running in here, messing around with our posters. And then
they seen them?
And then they ran away.
No, I didn't see them. Where were you standing? Across the gravel driveway?
Right on the edge of the cornfield? Yeah, just watching them.
Were you standing on your box so you could look over the corn?
Well, I was actually standing on the signal tower. They just couldn't see it because it was in the corn.
Ah, so you appeared probably like 8 to 9 foot tall to them, I would assume.
Yeah, and I didn't want to scare them because they're just kids, but I just wanted to make sure they didn't get hurt, so I was just watching them.
Oh, good. That's good for on you. Well, yeah, if anyone listens to the guys that run, that produce our show, that Crips of the Corn show,
I think they'll pick up on.
Yeah. I guess references.
References.
All right. What are we talking about today in the shack? You know what? There's a lot going on in the world today. Sometimes the world moves a little too fast, and you try to keep up, and it can get overwhelming. It can stress you out. But we're here to remind you: don't stress. Just breathe. Everything's going to be all right as long as you stand up for your own morals. And for what's right in your life and for what you see around you. Everything will be just fine. Just fine. Just take care of yourself. Take care of your neighbors. Take care of your family. Take care of your friends. It's all going to be all right.
News, everyone.
Now we're in the news. Yeah, it'll just ruin everything for everyone. Because that's the goal of the news, is to make you scared and to fill you with false narratives. To make your view on the world appear as they see it, not how it really is and how you may see it for yourself with your own eyes. It's how they want you to view the world. That's why they give you the news.
So are we going to do our election guesses first? Or
Yeah, let's do. I think that'd be fun. I think we should take a look at, you know, our two top candidates that we all just put there, then voted for, to make sure that they were our nominees that we could then vote for again. To it hadn't happened with either of them, did it?
Yeah.
And,
I got the meat sweats right now.
Oh, we just smoked a big old brisket.
We just ate pounds of brisket.
But, you know, sometimes you need to.
Actually, like, my jaw hurts.
You know what? Yeah, this is a strange thing. We're going to talk about after.
Giant fish thought to be extinct, spotted again in the Mekong River.
No, I think you're on the wrong computer. Get off. That's Justin's computer from the other show. Get on your Daniel computer. You're not supposed to use that. He told you.
Salmon returned to Oregon's Kalmouth Basin for the first time since 1912.
It's all fish stuff. Get off his computer.
Oh, no. These children's sex trafficking ring?
All right, now we're back on your computer. Okay, you're back to the right algorithm. All right. Makes sense. So, yeah, let's do our predictions for this year. Remember last presidential race, 2020, we had Trump v. Biden. Biden has now exited the race. Trump's right back in it again. And you're distracting me with all the...
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I keep looking at the headlines. And the McDonald's, him
I'm
and McDonald's.
I'm literally turning
but,
the computer monitor that happens to be 32 inches.
The old TV. TVs are great for computer monitors. But last election we had in 2020, it was just weird. It was very weird. They're going to attribute it to, all the absentee ballots and stuff. But we had both presidents we had in the last election, Biden and Trump, both broke records for most votes ever by a president, which is pretty unbelievable because if you're me, you don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I believe it.
I just don't. I don't.
What do you mean? 18 million votes found in Michigan?
They had 80 million total, which I think is the first time either president has gone over 80, which is insane. To defend that, you know, the largest non-voting or the largest block of voters, I guess, are non-voters. More people don't vote than those that do. So let's just remember that. There's a silent majority there. So we need to vote. We need to vote, even though some people just seem to think it doesn't matter anymore because they're just going to put in whoever they want anyways.
Oh, I'm in that camp.
Which, you know, I am too, but I also know, like, I also think, you know, the problem is with me today is that everything is digitalized, you know, so not only can votes be manipulated, but let's say they can't manipulate it. Let's say we're living in a fantasy world where that's impossible. You know, even though like a 11-year-old girl, I think, showed them that she can hack into the voting machines in like 5 minutes, and she did. And they're still the same ones. So,
no, don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. Everything's safe and secure. Our government will not lie to you and tell you that they're not. I think that's what really bothers me is that there's no paper trail anymore. Everything, you know, there is, but I think everything should be, there should be no digital casting of ballots.
In my opinion.
That's just what I think.
No, I think you should be able to, in my opinion.
Digitally?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think what needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they need to have a public record of not the vote, but of who voted.
Yeah.
And you should be able to check that, yes, you're allowed to show who I voted for. Or I should be able to go back in and check
right. Who
I voted for.
But even then, you can't go. You can go back and look at it, and it might display, yeah, you voted for so-and-so.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying for the 80 million...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
because of how many of those were dead, you know?
Right, oh, yeah.
They're like only 100 of them were dead. They're like, that happens every year, somebody sneaks. But it was really like...
There's a lot.
Tens of thousands that they actually found.
It was a lot.
If you can go on the list, and let's say it's organized by name or region or whatever, and I'd be like, well, my grandma's on there, and she's been dead for 10 years.
Right, yeah.
I can... And then, you know, we'd see your grandma, and we could start looking at that.
Oh, absolutely.
But it didn't say who they voted for. It don't make that public, you know?
Yeah, it just
says... But they voted.
Right, yeah. Yeah. There's also, like... Ooh. I remember the last election, they did, like, some places did... I forget the name of it. What's it called? Like, outpolling or something? It's when you leave the polls, you can... There'll be, a table there, and they'll basically ask you, you know, if you want to participate.
Yeah, yeah, you're allowed. They've had that forever.
Yes. And a lot of them did not, like, reflect... the accurately, final, yeah, even close. Which is
most people say, yeah, because it's still not public. It's just you're telling right, that person for the right, the election polls.
Mm-hmm. It's just some of the places I remember seeing back. You know, this 4 years ago, it went by so fast. Well, kind of. Yeah. I take that back. It didn't go by fast. Some of that drug on forever, especially like at the beginning of 2020 and all that. That whole year really was crazy. It's a blur. But yeah, just little anomalies like that. The fact that people were caught on camera talking about like getting those what are the absentee ballot votes, collecting them from multiple people, handing them out to multiple people. You know what I mean? Ballot harvesting in states where they were admitted to it on camera, like candid. They didn't know they were on camera, you know, candidly caught admitting it. With the physical evidence in their hands, and they still on TV, like the mainstream media, were saying, it's not true. That's not true. When it's, it comes out of their mouth, in their own words, and the papers are physically in their hands, and it's all on camera. And they're going to sit there and tell you, yeah, that never happened. It's not true. That's a lot of weird stuff like that happened a lot.
Just so you know, I have pulled up the history
of
the voting machine company.
Oh, it's awful.
So I want to talk about this after you're done.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, you keep it there then.
Yeah, no, I'm reading it and looking through it, and it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, it's very shady.
It's not that old.
No, not at all. 22 years. Well, not at all.
Yeah, 22 years.
I'm sure the CEO has no shady ties or connections, and I'm sure he's not a millionaire or nothing.
There's two of them.
Oh. And neither of them are millionaires or billionaires, right? I'm sure. They're just normal people.
This picture...
Sorry, I'm like burping up brisket and chocolate milk.
I think one of the tabs I had open was playing a video for a second.
Oh, it wasn't my weird burp?
Maybe it was. It sounded like a video way off in the distance.
Not just me almost puking?
I mean, do you want me to talk about this now or?
Yeah, sure, because we'll get back to where.
Sorry.
Basically, this whole episode.
I knew this was weird. I never knew how weird it was.
Yeah.
So first off, it's a private company.
Huh.
Which... I get and don't get, you know.
Why would you want a private company, though, controlling or overseeing public votes for a public election?
Yeah.
All decided on the public, for the public, by the public, private company.
See, what I think you should do is when we go back to counting votes, like paper votes again.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get you don't need waste that much paper and all that. Like, there's ways to do it. But you should have Democrat and Republican people there together counting votes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, believe me, if you have our two Democrat Republican, like if they're sitting there watching each other, they're going to be counted right.
For sure.
If they're sitting next to each other in a room.
For sure. Well, I think
then you can't trust, they're not going to share that information of who voted for who.
What do you mean?
Like if you had local groups doing the count like they used to.
Yeah.
Then they could be like, well, Nancy voted for Trump.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I mean,
okay. So industry is electronic voting hardware. Founders John Polos and James Hoover. They have two headquarters in the world. Wow. Want to guess where they are?
One's in the United States.
Well, one is in the United States, yes.
The other one is in Ukraine.
No. Toronto, Canada.
Oh, Canada. Okay.
A horrible place.
Yes, it is.
And then where we actually have the portal to hell.
What do you mean? In Toronto?
Denver, Colorado.
Oh, that's where there is in the United States?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And John Polos is still the CEO.
What's his name?
Polos. P-O-U-L-O-S.
P-O-U-L-O-S. Oh, yeah.
Polos. Polos.
Polos, yeah. I think you're right.
But he was one of the original founders, and he's still sitting on the board as the CEO.
Is he American?
He actually, it's weird. His name doesn't, it's not highlighted. There's no hyperlink for him.
Huh.
I'll look him up in a minute. I can't click on him.
Right. At this second, yeah.
Its owners right now are Staple Street Capital, owns 76% of them.
Staple Street Capital, yeah. Huh? Is that an investing firm? I can almost imagine.
Pennant Park Investments also own like 1%. And then John Polos himself still owns 12% of the company.
Okay.
And then here's the weird thing. So this corporation, this group of owners, so they own other companies. And guess what these other companies do?
Ooh, what?
the other voting machine systems.
No way. Come on.
They own Premier Election Solutions, which is another different voting machine company. And they own Sequoia Voting Systems. They own the three, so it's a monopoly on voting machines.
Yeah, I thought that was illegal to have monopolies.
No, no. Oh, there's probably one other one. So the company was founded in 2002 in Toronto, Canada. Was incorporated January 14, 2003. The company developed Premier Software in-house, selling electronic voting devices in the U.S. and Canada.
You know, for Staple Street Capital, with approximately $900 million of assets under management, they have a horrible, like, childishly made website.
And so, as of 2010, they started buying literally every other voting machine company. Like Premier Electronics, Electronic Systems and Softwares, like Diamond, it's not Diamond, like Diebold. I misspoke.
Ooh.
They were required to sell off Diebold Company, which is another basically company for this, by the U.S. Department of Justice over antitrust concerns, basically over monopoly.
Okay.
So they actually had to sell one of their companies. So now they only own the three major companies, not the four.
Oh, dang. And the fourth one's probably owned by their one of their buddies.
And it was. It was bought in 2018, 8 years later, by the main firm. A different private equity firm.
It doesn't say?
No, it just says Staple Street Capital owns the private equity firm that bought the other company.
So they're just... they're using the Staple Street Capital to basically...
Staple Street Capital is the one that owns it all.
Oh, exactly. And they're using that to own all these different things, so yes. It's under that blanket.
No, they own private equity firms. Staple Street Capital owns a bunch of private equity firms that have bought the other things.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's 3 degrees of separation.
Yeah. No, nothing nefarious or weird about this at all. The chairman and co-founder, Stephen Owens... and his managing partner and also co-founder, Hutan Yaghoubzadeh.
I don't have either of those. For Staple Street.
Staple Street, yep. I'm looking them up. Like I said, their website is seriously looks like, yeah, I don't know, they hired a 12-year-old to make it.
So the second largest seller of voting machines in the world is Diamondmand, which is the weird one. 2016, its machine served 70 million voters.
Wow.
In 2019.
Dominion?
Dominion, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
Dominion voting.
Yeah. So how many did you say voted? How did they serve 70 million voters?
No, I thought each candidate got over 80 million.
That makes sense then, far as that number then. Because that's the second largest one reported that they serviced 70 million of them total. Not for a candidate.
Okay.
They just did 70 million votes. I had something. They've been in a lot of political fights. If you defame at lawsuits, oh my gosh, it's the biggest tab ever.
Defamation lawsuits.
Yeah.
For who?
Anybody coming after them.
Oh, okay.
They literally. Okay, where was it? I just had it. Talk for a minute.
Well, I guess who's doing the defamation here? Are people suing them, or are they suing people?
No, they're the ones. People are saying that they're rigging the system.
Yeah.
And then they are absolutely suing everybody else into the ground.
Everybody that's saying it.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
If you say they're rigging it, they will sue you into oblivion.
Normal behavior.
I swear, I just seen something, and now it's gone.
Well, they know. They know they can hack the system. They can hack the waves.
I'll find it. Oh, here. Maybe. No. There was a lawsuit that with these news agencies, and I think it was the Trump election, where these news agencies said that basically they had proof that they were fudging numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sued him for like the company sued him for $2.5 billion. And then they stopped. They just said, you know what? We were wrong. They actually are good. They're accurate.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
Let it go.
I don't trust.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
2021, January. Fox News, Fox Business, Newsmax, and American Thinker had to withdraw their allegations of any reported wrongdoing by Dominion and Smart Metric after one or both companies threatened extreme legal action for defamation.
Well, yeah. I don't know. It's corrupt.
$1.3 billion in damages from each company is what they were suing for. And it looks like they were going to win.
The Dominion?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably because the judges were all corrupt in on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess judges are voted in.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Who owns the voting?
Yeah, on electronic voting machines.
That can't be rigged.
No. No. I mean, just for the sake of all of our thoughts and feelings and for the sake of just voting in general, I think we need to step away from these electronic voting machines. I just think it's...
But paper can still be rigged. I mean, it just... It can be,
but it's not. It's harder to. It's harder to because you always have that paper. You check the box that you signed, you know. You know it's yours. And if you can... If you need to see it, you should be able to go back and access it if you're questioning anything. Like, if you have any question at all, like, a certain county in a certain state, you know, wins, a candidate wins, and everyone in that county is, like, against that. I don't know. You just should know. Like, something should raise flags like the last election did, and we should be able to go back and just check everything, physically.
Is Obama campaigning with Harris right now?
He's
helping her.
Yes.
Okay.
Because he told all black men if you're not voting for Harris, you're sexist. Mm-hmm. You know, folks, you just gotta get out there, pull your pants up, and vote. That's what you need to do. It's not who you're voting for; it's why, and it's more importantly who you're not voting for. You know, so you got a candidate. On one side, that's...
Without being too political, I don't get why you don't... Like, do you really not need a... What states don't you need an ID to vote?
Gosh, probably... I don't know off the top of my head, but my one guess is probably California. Do you need an ID to vote in California? Let's see. What do you think's the answer?
I'm just going to look up what states you don't need an ID for.
Okay, maybe that'll be faster. That'll give us a more comprehensive list.
Well, go back to your... Prediction.
Obama impersonation?
Oh. Your prediction of what's going to happen this election, Wilbur.
Well, I think that just the way everything's trending, I don't know. I don't know because I'm not out in the world enough to see everybody else. But just paying attention to, I guess, policy only, I would see no reason that Trump is going to lose this election. Just because of policy alone, I just feel like Kamala's candidacy or her campaign is running solely on the fact that she's not Trump. She's running on that major talking point that she's not Trump, and we have to look at the other side and what she's not, which is not Trump. So that's one reason to vote for her. The other reason is women's reproductive rights. I keep saying that over and over and over. The third reason to vote for is that she's not Donald Trump. It's another one of her big, strong talking points. And the fourth reason to vote for is just look at all the things. Trump's going to be a dictator on day one. He said this. He's going to be a dictator. So you can't vote for him. So that's basically her main... Oh, and then Project 2025. That's why you got to vote for Kamala. Again, nothing about her policies or nothing. Oh, I forgot the sixth reason, too. The sixth reason, she's not Trump. So that's like her major platform talking points and policy talking points. And the fact whenever she's doing interviews, it's just always I can't even say the word... convoluted non-answers, and they just are always just answers that say a lot of words but have zero substance. Like, we need to look to the future, because in the future, it's no longer the past. And in the past, is where we made mistakes.
But I swear that's how you talk at me sometimes.
Only in when we see those mistakes in the present, we're living in the present now. That's why life's a gift. But only then can we make a better future for tomorrow. Children. Children are our future tomorrow. Vote for me. Basically, that's how I hear her answers for
about
everything.
Thank you, Kamala.
Like, oh, you know, people are struggling, and they are proud. We're a proud country full of proud people that have visions.
All right.
Visions to do good, to succeed in this country. You know, and I support that, and I want to support that. So with those visions comes great things, and I want to provide great things to those great people that envision those.
You're picking on her a lot, but... We really don't we really don't like either of them.
No, not really, because
I just want to put that out there.
Many reasons why I don't like Trump. Now, Trump on policy.
Trump's funny.
Well, he's funny. That's one thing. He's funny. He's got timing, which timing's everything in comedy, if you ask me. If you don't have timing, you got nothing. But he's funny. He's entertaining. But also, he has policies points that I can get behind. That... I can understand why people would vote for him and why so many people want to and vocally express it. And it's because the middle class and lower have just been forgotten about and pushed down, and policies that are against them, not for them. And he's one of the first candidates in a while that are talking policies just to help working class people. Like when he was running last election, he said... You know, those Ford plants, if they're going to move to Mexico or another country, I'm going to tariff everything like 30-something percent. So they're not going to make any money.
But is that real, or is he just telling you what he wants you to hear?
You're right. Yes, he's telling you what you want to hear, but he's at least telling you what you want to hear.
But isn't that worse?
Well, in my opinion, no, because then you can at least hold his feet to the fire. You can show like...
You
hey,
can't
look
hold
at this
any
is
of
what.
Feet to the
no,
fire.
You can't. You can't. But at least as like the public, if the public were to actually stand up and do something, you can lean back on that and say, "Look, boom, here's this clip. You saying this, and now you're not doing it." Now he did that last election, but a lot of people aren't bringing up a lot of the stuff he did not advocate for. But a lot of the stuff he did make differences and immediately changed it. Like he actually worked. For middle class and working class people, because taxes were down and wages were up, prices and things were going down.
So you only have to have a license in very few states.
Really? Is ours one of them?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you should. I don't.
Arkansas, Idaho, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Carolina, Ohio, and Wyoming.
Why wouldn't you?
Is a weird group.
Yeah.
Of states.
Wait. What? Name them again one more time.
Arkansas, Idaho, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Carolina, Ohio, and Wyoming.
Hmm. Yeah, those ones you do need them.
But they've added, since then they've added some more.
That you do need it.
Yeah. So these are ones that you have to have a license.
How is it not starting, like, you have to have it from the beginning? You think they would add more?
Indiana now, Georgia and South Carolina, Tennessee, Mississippi, Texas.
I just don't understand. Kansas. Because it's not...
Wisconsin.
They make the argument that it's too difficult to get a license. It's not true.
No, okay, so here's the thing is that's not a driver's license. That's photo ID.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get how... Maybe it is difficult in places that I don't know of.
It's not, but they make it even... They say, like, you know, rural areas, predominantly, like, high cities, like... Densely like black populations, like in cities, they'll say it's too difficult for them to get an ID, and
maybe
that's
it
why
is.
It's
right.
And they say it's racist to employ that policy, but it's not. And they've gone to those areas and they've interviewed those people, and they're like, huh? Like, no, I can just go down and I can get an ID. I can get an ID.
Well, it's not a
difficult.
Driver's license, right?
No, it doesn't have to be. Right. It can be any form of.
So no, it depends. No, I'm telling you, photo ID is required by. A group of states. Then in North Dakota, Wyoming, and Arizona, it's just ID.
Yeah.
They don't care what kind of ID. Doesn't have to have a photo on it.
Right.
And then a whole bunch of states are just requesting it.
Not requiring it, just requesting. Yeah.
for whatever reason, and I can't really figure out why, like how you can request it. Like, why request it? That doesn't matter.
Like, oh, so this scenario, you walk up to the booth and the lady behind the booth is like, I'd like to see your ID, please.
And you can just be like, no.
Well, okay then. Here's your ballot, sir, ma'am, whatever it is. I don't know. That just sounds not secure. But why would you want to have, if I were to go to like Canada.
Like Mississippi. How does this make any sense? You can cast a ballot and you have to show your ID within 5 days after the election.
Oh my gosh. It doesn't make sense.
The election's over.
Literally, it's over.
5 days.
What are they going to do? Cross-reference it with security footage?
Oh, some of these states are ridiculous.
Go on. This is interesting. Like what?
Cast provisional ballot and show ID no later than a business day prior to the canvass, which is just the election. Mm-hmm. So that one's making you can come and cast your vote, but that's provisional election. You keep talking. I'll find a weird one again. There's 50 states, so.
Either way, I don't know. I don't understand why it's
can so have. Oh my gosh. Okay, Iowa. Can have another registered voter verify identification with an affidavit or use other documentation to verify identity residence, such as utility bills or paycheck. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fair enough, I guess.
I mean, everybody's getting a paycheck or utility bill. And that's, see, so for those areas, like you say, let's say it really is in these poorer communities, it really is hard to get some kind of paid ID. Because license.
That's what they say.
I'm saying, let's say it's true.
Yeah, okay.
So this is saying in that situation, as long as you have a bill with your house address and your name on it, you can use that to vote.
Yeah. Which to me is still a little...
It's lax, but it's something.
It is something. It's better than nothing. But I think it's important. Like, I think it's important to have an ID. Like, what right would I have if I were to go to Canada and vote in their general election? How is that fair at all for anyone in Canada for me to do that? Or any country I go to?
Like, so this one you can use. Louisiana. They prefer a driver's license, but they will accept birth certificates, current registration certificate, so if you're an immigrant to the country, or any other government-issued paper for providing personal information.
Okay.
So that's a little more strict.
Yeah, a little
but
bit.
Not, yeah, so it's saying...
Still leaves a lot of options, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you're into this country, you should probably have a registration certificate, and that could be 100 different things.
Yeah.
Or a birth certificate, like...
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it. I think there's just too many.
Every state is so different.
Which is odd, too.
Which, I don't know if that's odd. I've talked about that forever, that why should I have to agree with somebody in Illinois?
Right, right. I guess I just, it's odd just for the fact that it's not something like universal that, hey, you just need an ID.
Because the federal government's not real.
No, it's owned by corporations.
So Alabama...
Foreign entities.
Either a provisional or regular ballot if two election officials confirm can cast either a provisional or regular ballot if two election officials confirm the voter is eligible according to the poll list. If voting a provisional ballot, show accepted form of ID by 5 p.m. on the Friday after the election. What?
I don't know.
Arizona. If a voter cannot show an ID, they can show two acceptable documents containing name, address, and personal information. Voter without an ID can cast a provisional ballot and show ID within the 5 business days after the general election or within 3 business days of any other type of election.
Okay.
So a lot of these look like you can cast provisional ballot, which is just the first ballot,
the
right?
The primary. Yeah, the primary. I think so, yeah.
So they don't technically really matter as far as... I don't believe in any of it, personally. I think that's all already been selected.
Oh, it is. It is selected. It's not elected. It's been that way.
I'm not voting.
We live in an oligarchy.
Oh, I got harassed about that this weekend.
By who?
I was at a diaper party for... family, and it was their friends, which I, not a part of their friend group, And the one guy was wearing his vote sticker, which I was like, yeah, good, you voted. I don't care. Go ahead and vote. I just personally. He's like, well, why didn't you vote? And I'm like, I really just don't want to have this conversation. And I never got into it, but I almost did like 4 or 5 times. I'm like, I almost said, it doesn't matter. And I'm like, that would have started a can of worms.
Yeah, it would
have. Well, what do you mean it doesn't matter?
Right, yeah.
I'm like, they are both the same side. Trump is not real. Kamala is not real. Kamala, however you say her name. I've heard it 100 different ways.
She said it both ways.
So neither of them are real. In my, like, they, in Daniel's opinion, neither of them are real.
Yeah.
It's all one big game to make you think you have choice.
Yeah, it is. And I forget what university...
Gosh dang it, Wilbur's a part of the system.
How?
He's telling you to vote.
I just think you have power. We got to use it. We got to use it. And if we all do it, I don't know.
Oh, and by the way,
and
I read that.
Something's afoot.
By usgov.org, voter ID. That was from the U.S. government website is what I was reading.
Oh, okay.
Just... To be fair,
I mean, it's straight from the source horse's mouth.
I figured it's a .org. So, oh, whenever we make a website, we need to have a .dot. We need to have it a .org
for dw.org
or yeah dw.gov.
Oh, there we go. We should do that. Screw them.
Because that's what I meant. It's .usa.gov.
We're our new. .org. We are our own government.
Look at me. I'm the science.
I am the science. See, we can do what they do. It's easy. You just lie about everything.
I'm the government now.
Yeah. You just say you're an authority figure and lie about everything, and then you're golden. How you run government.
You're in.
It's how they do it.
All right, I'm going. I think Trump's going to win. I don't know. Maybe Kamala will win.
I just don't see how, like, if anyone actually, like, cares about stuff and they pay attention to policy, which is what we should. You shouldn't pay attention to anything about personal crap or just focus on policy. What do you bring to the table? That's it. And no golf scores. I don't care about that. Policy. What's going to affect my life? She doesn't have anything. She's not offering anything. I just don't understand. What's her substance? I haven't seen one even like list of things she wants to do besides not be Trump. And to me, that's not policy. Do you want to bring up that, since we were talking about voting and voters, that a Texas official that went missing?
Oh, yeah. And then I have Elvira news.
Elvira?
Mm-hmm.
The character Elvira?
No, she's not a character. That's her name.
That's her real name? I didn't know what to reference her as. The what would she be called?
Just Elvira, the Queen of the Night.
There you go, the Queen. We'll just call her the Queen.
Elvira, the Mistress of the Dark.
Ah, there we go, that one.
That's her name.
I know.
Well, Elvira's her name.
But a Texas...
I'll read it.
I read it.
Gosh dang it. Well, I'm going to read it to everybody.
Okay.
This is from Newsweek. Texas official oversees 2.5 million votes goes missing. And this, as of doing this episode, they came out 3 hours ago. An elected officer in charge of voter registration and tax collection in Texas hasn't swiped into our office for around four years, according to the investigation by the Houston Chronicle. So she's been dead a while?
I don't think she's been dead. I think
tax
this is...
assessor, collector, Ann Harris Burnett. Barnett? Bennett?
Bennett.
Bennett. Who is responsible for the records of over 2.5 million voters, last accessed her office building in late 2020, according to county records. Democrats who assumed or assured office in 2017 is not seeking re-election in November because she's dead. What do you mean? Hadn't checked into her office in four years.
Yeah.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant, Sweet Tango Apples, guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples, too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Has oversight, oversight over voter registration in Harrison County, the most populous in Texas, which includes the city of Houston, which is probably the only one that votes blue, I'm had to guess.
It's probably right.
In Texas. County records show that Bennett, was only sent 18 emails from her work account so far this year, excluding approved staff absences request, some of which were simply forwarding on the messages. So, like, basically her email is either just approving, she's a little bit of an older lady too, approving workers' leave, essentially.
Right.
That was it.
Yeah.
And the revelation comes just weeks before the bitter contest 2024 presidential election, when polling, site 538 analyzed shows Democrat Kamala Harris ahead of Republican Donald Trump by 1.9 percent points in the nationwide database. Election and the major concern during the presidential race. Following the 2020 contest, in which Trump claimed that it was rigged against him, through the allegations were repeatedly rejected by the courts and by independent election observers. In an ex post last month, Trump said that he who cheated during the presidential race, his criminal prosecution, he's a long term prison sentence, blah blah blah. News Chronicle states that Bennett swiped into her office 92 times in 2019, then 7 times in 2020.
Bit of a difference.
With her last entry being recorded as of October of that year. And in 2023, she was... Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, ain't this nuts? She was paid a salary of $1,711,199.
According to just the auditor's office.
And she hasn't even been in her office in 4 years.
Her prolonged absence...
I want that job.
...from public view raises... Now you guys got to sell kids into sex trade.
Oh, yeah. And eat them, probably.
News contacted her office and her spokesperson, Laura Smith, for comment on Tuesday via email, telephone, voicemail message outside of regular office hours. In October 2023, Bennett released a statement on Facebook saying she would not be seeking re-election as tax assessor collector, as she wanted to focus on her family and my health. And give someone else the opportunity to work for Harrison County residents.
Huh.
Because she's dead.
I see. I don't think she's dead, though.
Oh, I think she's dead.
I don't think so. I think she knows something went on. I think she was aware of it. I think she was probably paid off. I mean, $1 million.
$2 million, essentially.
Yes. And I think they paid her off to do whatever happened. And I think after that, she immediately is just lying low. Like, all right.
I don't blame her.
No, I don't either. Because if she's done anything nefarious or, change anything or allowed things to happen, that's treason. And treason's punishable by death. So I don't know if she just, all right, like, if as long as you guys protect me, I'll do this and hide. I got grandchildren and stuff to worry about.
Because it looks like Trump's going to win Texas, but Houston's a swing, the Kamala or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it says here,
Mickey Mouse wins.
So I don't think, like I said, that headline, I think that headline is clickbait. I don't think she goes missing. I think she's just been gone from her post for 4 years, whatever. I think people know where she is. I don't think she's actually missing.
Well, it looks like they've only got her spokesperson, that Laura,
right,
to make any comment.
Well, like, legally she's missing, I guess. From her work, publicly she's missing. That's what it sounds like. It doesn't sound like there's been like a missing persons report. She's actually missing.
I'm looking her up on Facebook.
Oh, good luck. I've looked her up everywhere. You cannot find.
You don't know how to use Facebook.
Internet. No, I guess I don't know how to use Facebook, but I tried just looking her up. She's hard to find.
I guess I don't.
But it says in 2020, an independent elections office was created for Harris County after the Democratic majority on the commissioner's court backed the move in a 3-2 ruling along party lines. This was opposed by Bennett, who said it undermined checks and balances, along with the Harris County clerk, Diane Troutman. So, I mean, Independent election office was created. I don't understand. So they created this elections office, which was backed by Democratic majority. I don't know. Does that like bypass her?
August 28th of this year. The fiasco of Harris County November 2022 election is now obvious to all. But the last holdout is still our leftist progressive majority Harris County Commissioner Court. Once again, they are trying to tell an election office official what to do. In this case, the elected tax... Oh, gosh. So the elected tax... what's her name? Anna. Ann Harris. Registered. To mail out unsolicited voter registration applications blindly to tens of thousands of county addresses without current voter registration. This ignores the fact that the passage of my... So this is from Paul Bencourt, or Bentoncourt, whatever. Passage of my SB 1750 and SB 1933 Commission Court can no longer appoint an elected administrator, and it's up to the election of county clerks, Harris County Clerk, Harris County Tax Office to do the job with oversight from the SOS. The release of the tax secretary in the state, Jane Nelson, election audit reports that 21-22 election cycle in Harris County shows that there have been the former corrupt EAO was and is no or not going back as county elected officer has done a better job. So there's this whole war. There's a secret war that's been going on. She may be dead. That's from the senator right there. That's Senator Paul Bencourt saying that this whole little weird thing that Ann Barnett was caught in the middle.
Yeah.
Where there was, it looks like people were trying to squeeze her into doing this. And the state government was saying, don't do that. So she's like, she's the middle person.
So just take her out. Or they get her very sick.
Oh, there's a lot happened. Oh, this, so there was a lot more with this, it looks like, in August. It looks like this was all coming to a head in August of this year. And guess what? I'm looking at all these pictures from all these interviews with all this scheming. She's not any one of them. It's all like Kim Og and... Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
Well, I wonder... I hope she's okay. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. It's an odd thing, though, ain't it?
So attorney Kim Og tried to get... Oh, yeah, they... They're trying to speak with her, but they're only getting this other these other people, including Paul, the senator coming in, and hasn't been able to get a hold of this lady. She is dead. Like, they're in her office. This is... this. Oh, you can't see. This is a picture of the governor in the office of the Tax Auditing Association.
And she's not there.
And she's not there. The governor comes into your work to check on you, and you don't show up.
She's got to focus on family and friends and her health.
Yeah, being in the bottom of a quarry.
Yeah.
All right, well, she's dead.
Not good for your health. Well, yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I know last year, you know, my short lifetime.
I had another one for you in Texas.
That I can remember what? What?
No, go on.
I was just saying my short lifetime. Last year's or last election, 2020, was the craziest one I've ever seen. It was the weirdest one I've ever seen in my life. It was
definitely the weirdest.
Yes.
I think the Obama-Trump was the craziest election I've ever seen.
Wait, that wasn't one. Hillary-Trump.
Hillary-Trump.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was just saying, like, wait a minute.
Hillary-Trump was the craziest, and Biden-Trump was the weirdest.
Weirdest. It's just so weird. And this one's already shaping up to be... It's already been weird. It's been very weird. Like I said at the top with, you know, Joe Biden, he's running. He's running for president. He's not bowing out. He's going to do four more years. He's going to do it. It's primary season. Everyone get your votes in now. Vote for your primary incumbent, Joe Biden, because he's not Trump. You got to vote for Biden. So all the everyone in the primaries votes for Biden. Now Biden's got the majority of the votes. He's in. All right. And then next day, or then that day, the only way I would ever drop out, this is Biden talking, is if I like got really sick or something. Next day, Biden gets sick. That's the headline. Next day after that, Biden drops out and Kamala Harris is the new candidate. Because why? All those votes? Well, yeah, she gets Biden's votes because the votes have already been casted, guys. Come on, we have a system here. We're just following the system. She got his votes and then go to her because she's the vice president, and that's how that works, duh. So now he's dropping out, she's in, she inherits all of his votes, and now she's the candidate. And you don't have any other option. That's all you get. I think this would be the third or fourth. Well, since Obama's been gone, that they forced the Democratic representative to be the nominee, because the first year after Obama, it was Hillary in 2016. But if people forget, Bernie Sanders was winning that primary. And then all of a sudden, everything changed and flipped, and everyone dropped their votes for Bernie and went to Hillary, like, all at once. Weird. Flash forward to the next year. Bernie again was winning, but it was split because they had, like, 8 to 10 different candidates. Bloomberg even was... No, that was with Hillary. Wrong one. But last year's, they forced Biden to win. Like, they forced Biden as the candidate. They made Bernie drop out. He had a weird, like, heart attack or something in the middle of his, when he was getting momentum going.
Well, they threatened to club him to death like a baby seal.
Well, they did threaten to, like, persecute his wife, like, for stuff.
I'm again asking for your financial support.
Gosh, I need $47.
No, that was Bernie.
Oh, what?
He kept saying that.
Oh, that's
his videos.
I have a kid.
Because he was doing Instagram videos or X or TikTok.
No, he's a robot now. I think after he had his heart attack, they either switched him or they...
Or he actually just had a heart attack.
No, I don't think he actually had a heart attack. I think they either threatened him, like, severely or threatened his family. Something about him immediately changed, and now he just does whatever the Democrat Party wants, even though he's supposed to be an independent, which should be pushing them further left. He's not. He pushes them further to the right and not the good right, like... towards war. He's a pro-war candidate, which is, you know, not what he ever ran on before.
Bernie hated war.
Yeah, but now all of a sudden, yeah, you know, we need to fund these wars. We need to get out there. We need to fund them. I don't even know what he says anymore. I don't care. The guy's a fraud. He's a big, giant fraud.
Can I do my news headlines? We're almost out of time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. They all know.
They all know what.
If you're listening to this show, you know the government's fake.
They're all fake, except Thomas Massie is a good man. I'll always stand by Thomas Massie. Thomas Massie is a
positive influence on this country, is a good influence for all of us. He's a man of the people.
All right, so children in Texas state representative's latest campaign ad aren't hers. This is a big ad on, like, I just started clicking on the ones that come up on the... Wait, news page.
No. Unmute me.
No.
Take me out of this closet.
All right.
Okay.
The lady and her kids and her ad ain't her kids.
Yeah, there's four kids, and they're not her kids. Well, I guess that's making a big deal. But the ad was about free school lunches and helping support the youth.
Yeah? So what's that have to do with her kids?
I guess that it implies some of the pictures, it looks like this is a happy, like...
Family.
It's implying this is a family, and these are not her kids.
Yeah, I can see kind of, yeah. Oh, well, she's holding the one.
Yeah, these aren't her kids.
Yeah, it looks like it is. I can see how that can be like that. But at the same time, if you're advocating policies for kids, you think kids probably going to show up in your campaign photos. Now, here's a funny one. Her name's Harris, was her last name?
Right, and it's Harris County, which is confusing.
Okay, it is, yeah. Did you see you probably haven't, but Kamala Harris's book?
No, I'm sorry. Her first name is Harris, I believe.
Oh, nice. Did you see in Kamala Harris's book, though, she had a photo of her and her grandma And there was another person doing an interview that says she knew her grandma, grew up with, or, you know, was like her neighbor. And the photo that Kamala showed in her book, she said was not her grandma. Like, that's not her. Hmm. And Thutch just thought that was kind of weird and funny. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. I was like, no way. That, no way she's...
Next news headline.
Passing these off. Or, yes.
Tesla slashes prices on Cybertrucks and Cyber Beast.
Okay. Tesla sucks. It's a fraud. It's a fraud company.
I do want one of the Cybertrucks.
Why?
Just because I think they look...
Dumb?
The dumbest thing. So you can now get... They just slashed it by $20,000. You can get them for $94,000.
Oh, no. What a steal.
Which for any more for like nice, which I'm not saying whatever.
It's not nice.
For like for non-basic cars.
Yeah.
Like $70,000 is what they're going for now. Which is
ridiculous.
Crazy.
Ridiculous. Gosh, get you a Ford F-150 made in 1995. Get you some...
I just want one because they look so bad.
They do. They look like the Arnold Total Recall movie, the one with Arnold in it, the good one.
You can get one. Right now, you can get one for $66,000.
Oh, goodness.
Well, hopefully...
Which is actually cheaper than some of the brand new trucks we were looking at.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's cheaper than your hospital bill after the accelerator sticks.
No crumple zones. Do you know that?
What?
The Tesla Cybertruck has no crumple zones.
Because it's stainless steel?
It's designed like a bullet.
Yeah. Insane.
I still want one. So I went from 119, depending on what, I went from 119,000 to 99,000, but now you can get government stipends that'll drop it down to 66,000 for you.
Is it fully electric?
No.
It's not?
I don't think it is.
Why not? It's Tesla.
Let me look.
I'm pretty sure it is. I swear.
I just seen, maybe I'm looking at the Cyber Beast.
Still, I thought all Teslas were electric. Thought that was kind of the point. That's why he's, you know, and we're getting into all those other countries and making the, having slave labor to mine the lithium mines.
Maybe so it is all. I can't tell.
Destroying the environment and locally. And then those lithium ion batteries are very explosive and corrosive and dangerous. And yeah, let's pack them right on our feet in a vehicle.
My next article for you.
All right.
The claim. Image shown Fox News article about Donald Trump donating $13,000 to hurricane relief.
$1,300. $1,300.
AI generated image of Donald Trump with hurricane relief check stated as a parody.
Well, that was nothing then.
I just thought it was funny.
Well, why is that news? I mean, that's not news.
First off, $1,300 check is nothing to Trump.
Right. Well, they just said right there, it's a parody. It's not real. Mm-hmm. It was a fake photo. So that's not even news. That's not even worth talking about. So they made a fake photo and then wrote a news article about it. That's fake. Wow. Big circle jerk over there at Newsweek. All right. Well, I think that's enough of the headlines.
No, I have more.
Well, they're
Mark Cuban says the election is now a battle between Kamala Harris and Elon Musk, not Donald Trump.
All right, let's just enough. Mark Cuban, no, that's Rachel Maddow. Did you see Elon Musk did make that joke? I don't like Musk, but he made that joke about Mark Cuban. And he said, I couldn't tell the difference between him and Rachel Maddow.
No.
That's pretty funny.
Elon Musk says he'll fix the government under Trump. His track record paints a different picture.
Actually, I agree with that. It sure does. It sure does. It sure does. Let's look at his history.
Oh, okay.
Remember that big borehole? That thing he's digging under LA?
It's good.
It shut down like halfway through, supposedly. Or what?
Ariana Grande apologizes to Elvira after a photo snub 7 years ago. Blames anxiety.
Okay,
attack.
And this is enough. I'm not. This is.
No, this is the one I do want to talk about because I literally just seen Elvira talking about it last night. I like Elvira.
Yeah, but why is this ain't news? Who cares if Ariana Grande apologized after 7 years because of anxiety?
Well, it wasn't because of anxiety. So I'll tell you the story. I don't even have to read the article because I know the story.
All right.
I like Elvira.
I like her too.
But she's starting like every Halloween, every October, you know, she's the mistress of darkness or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she's on all of these things. But they were interviewing her, just interviewing her with her big career, like, long career, and she's pretty laid back now with what she does and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So they're talking like, you know all kinds of celebrities. You've been around forever because she's like in her...
It's like 70s or...
70s.
If not older.
She's, I think, your mid to late 70s. So they're like, you've known everybody from Elvis to, you know, Michael Jackson to modern day big hits. And, you know, yeah. you're always there because she still does shows and stuff like that. So she's like, I didn't know Ariana at the time. She's like, I know who she was. I just didn't know her. And she got my number and I had a sold out show in like New York. And because they were asked her, well, what's the worst experience you ever had with another high level professional, I guess.
Okay.
And she's like, and telling the story about so she's like, she texted me that her and 20 friends really, really wanted to come to the show and all of that. So she's like, I made it happen. You know, it was a sold out show. So we really didn't have room, but you know, I made it happen just as a professional courtesy.
Yeah.
And then she's like, when she got there, they demanded to come backstage and all that. And she's like, I let him do that. And then Ariana asked if she could, like, if all of her friends could get pictures. And she's like, all right. Then Elvira asked Ariana to get a picture with her. And she's like, no, I don't do that. And then left. Didn't stay for the show. But she just left these 20 people that Elvira doesn't know backstage with free all-exclusive passes.
Yeah.
And wouldn't take a picture with Elvira.
Wow.
And Elvira never talked about it till just, like, this week.
Yeah.
7 years ago.
Wow.
She's just like, well, that was rude, and that won't happen again.
Like, so you mean Elvira's like a nice lady?
I like Elvira. Yeah. I don't know anything. You know, I don't know.
I don't know either. She seems decent.
She got to her level of fame, backed off a little bit, and just stayed happy.
Yeah.
And it seems like that's the two ways of Hollywood.
Yeah.
You either, like, you back off.
Or because you see kind of,
well, because you see behind the curtain.
Yeah.
And we talk about those deals that people offer.
Oh, 100%.
You turn down the deal, that's probably what happens. You have an Elvira career to where she's still selling out shows. She's not selling out the Madison Square Garden.
Right.
But she's doing like 400 or 500 people in a theater or 1,000 people in a theater 2 nights a week and, you know, traveling around.
Or you're Ariana Grande peddling like degenerative stuff on Nickelodeon, as talking like a moron as an adult, trying pretending to be a little kid.
That was that director.
And she did it.
She was Kat?
Yeah.
You know, that was that director wanted her to do that.
And who obliged?
Well, I mean,
over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
Elvira looks better than she does.
I agree.
I guess 60-year difference.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just, I can't stand that stuff, and
I gotta look up how old Elvira is.
My guess is 78. I don't know why I'm guessing that, but that's just my guess. But yeah, let's just start wrapping this up here.
Give me a second.
Well, I know, but why don't you type age? Elvira is.
See, yeah. That
bum, works. Bum, bum, bum.
73.
Oh, wow.
That's her without her makeups.
Oh, wow. She looks great.
Mm-hmm. I don't ever recognize her without her makeup.
No.
She looks fine.
Yeah, she looks fantastic.
I think it was at a Paracon like this weekend.
Wow.
She was talking about, because she was one of the main speakers.
Yeah.
But she really doesn't come out like full force besides October.
Yeah. No, she looks great. Good for her. Good for Elvira. I'm a supporter of hers.
2004 looks like. I mean, I remember that one. Disgusting.
Dusty in this shack here.
2013.
All right, let's get this back on the rails a little bit.
So, should people vote?
I think so. But yeah, I think we should vote. I think we should vote. You have a duty to do so, but I think it's important to vote and not be afraid to talk about it. Don't be afraid. We got to stop trying to hide our thoughts and feelings. Just be honest with people. Who cares what people think? Be yourself and vote with your conscience.
Support your neighbor. Support your friends. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the lethal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. No hold on a mystery unsolved. To our seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quill. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collective ring, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant, Sweet Tango Apples, guilty. On all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples, too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.